فیلم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of عمل انسان بعد از ایمان.
Self-purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Siddiqui. Stay tuned.
در میان بانوان حضرت زینب سلام الله علیها بالا سر ما در عرش خدا می درخشد.
Among the ladies of the Ahlul Bayt, the progeny of Prophet Muhammad, we have Lady Zainab, the highly respected sister of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Besides Lady Zainab, who else do you know to stand in such position of dignity except for Lady Fatimatul Masuma? Lady Fatimatul Masuma, the sister of Imam al-Reza alayhi salam, the 8th Shia Imam, and also the daughter of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, our 7th Shia Imam, is a very respectable and honored lady in the progeny of Prophet Muhammad. Four infallible imams have directly quoted on Lady Fatima Ma'suma. The first one is our sixth imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who is the grandfather of Lady Fatimatul Ma'suma. This event goes like this. A group of Shiite followers came from the city of Ray in Iran to visit Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. In the first moments of their visit, they said, "We are a group of your followers from the city of Ray." Imam responded kindly, "Welcome, my brothers from the city of Qom." Imam's visitors surprisingly suggested that they are not from Qom, but they are from the city of Ray. Imam again welcomed his brothers from the city of Qom. They insisted on being from Ray, and eventually Imam explained the reason for welcoming them from Qom.
فرمودند که خدا حرم داره اون مکه معظمه است، حرم خدا در اونجاست.
Imam said that Allah the Almighty has a safe house in Mecca, and Prophet Muhammad also has a shrine and tomb in Medina, as well as Imam Ali, whose house is in Kufa. Imam continued that there is also a house for the rest of us, the Ahlul Bayt, in the city of Qom. Imam describes Qom as the house of all imams. So there is Mecca as the house of God, Medina as the house of Prophet Muhammad, Kufa as the house of Imam Ali, and the city of Qom as the house of all the Ahlul Bayt. It is interesting to know that sometimes Qom is also described as a place where pigeons live, and they always return to that place no matter where they go. Now we see that Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam believes that Qom is a city where all imams are gathered. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam ends his words by saying this quote, "In future, one of my granddaughters will be buried in Qom. Anyone who visits her tomb will be placed in heaven."
Thank you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of Arab English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Siddiqui. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.